Scott Bentley, corporate partner in the Truro office of Francis Clark. In making his budget speech, George Osborne followed a theme of previous chancellors insofar as you don't re-announce bad news that has been announced in previous budgets. And he certainly kept to this strategy as far as capital allowances are concerned, as we need to remember that from April of this year, the regime is getting worse for businesses insofar as prior to April this year, the first £100,000 that a singleton business spent on plant and machinery was entirely deducted from their taxable profits. From April this year, that limit is being reduced to £25,000. On top of that, amounts spent in excess of that £100,000 limit previously attracted writing down allowances of 20% or 10% depending on the nature of the asset bought. These rates are being reduced to 18 and 8% respectively from April this year. These changes impact on all businesses, whereas the reduction in the main rate of corporation tax only helps companies, and even then only companies whose profits are in excess of £300,000 per annum. And so many businesses in the Southwest will actually be feeling worse off in terms of direct tax on their business due to these cuts in the relief for capital investment.